Maybe you'd like to comment on my shirt I'm wearing today. Everyone always talks about the shirts I wear, and no one said anything about this shirt, and I thought it was so obvious.
What I'm looking at is a bunch of, I'm going to say they're not mason jars.
They're jars.
But they're jars playing music. So there's a jar drummer, a jar keyboard player,
they're
and a
jar
guitar.
They're jars of jelly, otherwise known jars of jam.
They're jamming. Oh, my God. How did I miss
jam
that?
Jam band.
Wow.
Right there. Boom.
You wear a T-shirt of some sort of a band. In fact, for Halloween, which you weren't here for, Sal, our intern, dressed up as you. And Sal, you wore quite the T-shirt.
Yeah, it was too easy. I mean, I just had to print out a Weezer logo and tape it to my front shirt and then carry around the I Wish I Were Dead mug.
That's right.
Now, see, when I saw that picture, I thought, I got to get that Weezer T-shirt. And I asked him about it. He's like, oh, no, I just printed it out and taped it to the...
Printed the word Weezer, put it on a blue shirt. Gold.
And I can't remember who, was it Marissa?
Marissa LaRusso dressed, came in. She had on
a walker. She like had a big walker that she came in on.
Oh, man, I was easy on you. So it was she wore like a pinkish purple shirt with a bolo tie and
perfect.
A hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this time of year. Do you have a jam band to start the show off with, maybe?
Ah, no. In fact, I have the opposite of a jam band. They're very succinct.
Okay.
I want to play music, new music from Pine Grove.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. Evan Stevens Hall and company, a company of five other people, including members who are in the band Halfwaif. And it's so confusing and intermingled. The players are all in many different bands.
They play in different products. Like,
yeah.
Sort of like the Elephant Six.
But we have a new song. It's called Intrepid from Pine Grove. And an album announcement is coming. I can't wait. And it's going to be, it's got to be 2018, right?
Yeah, at this point.
So let's hear this new song by Pine Grove called Intrepid.
Don't let it get to you, you say. Take a rectangle and tangle your head.
That song Intrepid from Pine Grove. It seems to be about long distance love and stuff. That last line, if you didn't catch it, it reads, if we learned to love ourselves better, maybe we could commit.
I loved how everything felt a little off mic in that, the sort of room ambience that ran through that whole song. It's a weird thing that happens with recordings. The further you get away from the microphone, the more intimate that recording often sounds.
And you get the personality of the room, which gives the personality of all the players and that interaction.
Yeah, cool. Good choice on that, to take that direction with that one, for sure.
Pine Grove. New album is called... No, I'm just kidding, making that up.
I have actually something that's going to be perfect coming out of this, by a band called Partner. We all have different ways of looking at the world, these little philosophies that help us make sense of everything and what our place in the world is and how we fit in. And there's this one idea that I have that helps me understand the passing of time and growing older and dealing with the fact
that we're... Oh, please share.
Well, it's the idea that we all get a turn, right? You get a turn to be a little kid. You get a turn to be a 20-something. Right. You get a turn to be middle-aged, you know? And so do something with that turn, right? Because it's finite. Yeah. And at the same time, don't be sad because that time is gone, that your youth is gone, your childhood is gone, or whatever, because you had your turn, right? You had your chance with it.
I want another one.
Well, it's sorry, Bob, you don't get it back. It's finite. So don't screw it up. But I want to play a song by this band Partner that made me think about all of this a little bit. It's a duo from Canada. It's two women, José Caron and Lucy Niles. They're lifelong friends, and they just make this fabulous guitar rock together. They have a new record out called In Search of Lost Time. See what I did there? The name of the record? In Search of Lost Time.
What did he do?
And this song... by them is called Creature in the Sun. Creature in the Sun from Partner.
Simple and nice.
Yeah, the line that hit me is when I'm old and I know I've had my fun, I hope I feel just like a creature in the sun. You know, that kind of contentment that you've lived your life the way you wanted to live it. So José Caron says that Creature in the Sun, I'm quoting her here, she says, it's about the secrets that lie within stillness. It imagines a moment of escape from the cycles of desire and thought. And how, in this stillness, we might truly feel the fullness of the present moment. It imagines the glorious freedom of allowing yourself to simply be. And she goes on to say, it was inspired by a dog laying in the morning sun. I imagine that he must be feeling something like that. You know, time is the most non-renewable resource that we have. So use it wisely. It's just disappearing before our very eyes at the speed of light. And you don't get it back. Anyway.
I was feeling good.
The whole record. I find great comfort in that, knowing that, you know, anyway. Well, anyway, In Search of Lost Time is the record from Partner, and it is out now. It's all pretty awesome. If you love playful, smart guitar rock, then you will love this record, In Search of Lost Time.
So you weren't here on Friday. Mm-hmm. Otis Hart had sent me this song. Otis Hart from NPR Music sent me this song. It was his last day. He's in New York. It was his last day before he goes on maternity leave.
Or paternity leave.
Yeah. Well, depending on how you look
it's
at
paternity.
It.
No.
Jeez. You
can't keep up with this changing world.
Right. And it's this Scottish singer, Siobhan Wilson. And so let's go to New York, and you're going to hear the song. You haven't heard this yet.
I wasn't here, yeah. So.
Well, it's the end of the year, and I always try to find music that wasn't fed to us by publicists. And so I went to check out this label that I like from Edinburgh. The label's called Song by Toad. And I thought to myself,
what
again?
Song by Toad?
Song, comma, by Toad. It's a reference to The Wind in the Willows.
Oh.
Yeah, they've released some quirky stuff in the past that I've really liked. And there was a woman named Siobhan Wilson on their label, and I thought to myself, I haven't heard that, and I've seen no mention of her in the States, so I'm going to check this out. So I went to listen to Siobhan Wilson's album. It's called There Are No Saints, and it came out in July. And by the second song, I was just floored. It's the single on this record is called Whatever Helps. Mm-hmm. I think Sharon Van Etten fans would really appreciate it. It's got this really gorgeous reverb to it, and Siobhan is talking or singing about battling depression, and the lyrics are going through a litany of things that she's trying to overcome, and it's a powerful song, and it's something that kind of got stuck in my head, so I texted it to you, and I said, what did you think?
Knocked me out. Different from everything else on the record, but let's play it, and then come back for a minute and just talk about Siobhan Wilson. This is the song Whatever Helps.
Switch it off, switch it off, whatever it is that bleeds out all your best thoughts. You're stuck in the break of a wave. You're haunted by a line from a song. You're beaten by the weight of a prayer. Try to stop.
I love the pulsing in this song by Siobhan Wilson. That song is Whatever Helps. If I just for 1 second or so, I'm going to play just like randomly just something else. People give an idea, get an idea. But there's lots of spaciousness in this music and other songs here. Or another song.
Dear God, stop pretending like you're not really there. The small part you occupy in the minds of the men who queue in a line outside means that you must be everywhere.
I love that line. Did you hear that line? The line goes, "Dear God, stop pretending like you're not really there."
Yeah, a lot of good humor, a lot of great imagery on this record.
Yeah, she's a really interesting character. She grew up playing in the National Youth Orchestra of Scotland, and I believe right now is actually studying contemporary classical composition. So she's coming to sort of the indie folk world from a very technically accomplished background, and I think it comes through in a lot of the orchestration of this record.
It's beautiful. Thanks for doing this. And you're going on leave. We're going to miss the hell out of you. You do everything. People don't know you because you're not often a voice here, but you are behind the scenes, everything that holds us up. So we're all about to fall apart. Have a nice time. And happy baby.
I'll be back soon enough. And you know that I can't stay away. Even as much as I'm going to love this kid, I will still be checking my email.
See you on Slack.
All right.
Thanks,
Bob.
Cheers. Otis Hart. Hey,
we're so hosed with him leaving, by the way.
Oh, Slack's not working. Let me call up Otis.
he's actually out now. But that was incredible.
Really?
Yeah, that really was incredible. Yeah. That was just, wow. I need that whole record.
Now.
Yeah, I need to listen to that more. Spend more time with that.
Siobhan Wilson. So where to?
Let's take a short break. Okay. And then maybe go back to New York, I'm thinking.
Yes. That'd be great.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Squarespace. Need a website for your growing business? Customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SONGS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Keep dreaming, but make it a reality with a website from Squarespace.
Support also comes from Lyft. Reminding listeners that they could be relaxing in a Lyft ride right now, with their eyes closed, listening to Beethoven, or whale sounds, or a babbling brook, or something else relaxing. Lyft provides rides as relaxing as the buttery smooth voice of a public radio announcer, because riding is just a more relaxing way to drive. Lyft, it matters how you get there. Download and ride today.
Robin Hilton, since we're already in New York, Anastasios Tsoukas has told me about Womex.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm a little jet-lagged, to be honest. I was at this event called Womex, which is formerly the World Music Expo, and it's a huge showcase and conference for people interested in global music. And it's kind of a movable feast. It takes place in a different European city every year. And this year was in the somewhat surprising choice of Katowice, Poland, which is a formerly coal mining city in kind of the heart of Poland, about an hour and a half outside of Krakow.
Let's get to some great music that you came back with excited about. Let's start with something. What do you want to start with?
So let's start with La Dame Blanche. La Dame Blanche is Yo Quiero Trabajar. Okay. Let me just back up a tiny bit. Womex gathers together hundreds of artists from across the globe, and it was something like 46 countries represented by performers this year. I always hear really exciting stuff, and whether it's kind of cutting edge interpolations of stuff or like really classical or folk traditional music. And this is one of the artists I thought was really exciting because she blends so many things together. And her name is, she performs as La Dame Blanche. Her real name is Yaite Ramos Rodriguez from Cuba. And she's actually the daughter of the current musical director of Buena Vista Social Club, but as you'll hear, she's doing something completely different.
Okay. Yo quiero trabajar. I want to work is how it translates. Wow.
Yeah. And so it's this mix of everything from hip hop to reggaeton. Those flutes at the beginning, that's her. She trained as a classical flutist at the Classical Conservatory in Havana.
There's something about the melodies that remind me of Irish music even.
Yeah, like there's a real lilt to it, but she's kind of working all these different angles and she's a powerhouse on stage. She just owned that showcase stage. It was incredible.
Good. Take me somewhere else.
Okay, so from La Dame Blanche, she lives in Paris and goes by this name, The Woman in White. We're going to go to a completely different place sonically and geographically. Let's go to Ifriqiya Electrique, which is a group that mixes traditional music from the south of Tunisia with industrial music and punk in ways that I think are just epic.
Okay, that's scary, actually.
It's really kind of dark. It's really
wow.
Kind of dark.
That's
so
incredible.
Yeah, so the traditional music they're taking there are from these ritual ceremonies from a community of descendants of sub-Saharan slaves, the Hausas, who were brought to Tunisia as slaves. And so this is one of the rituals that they've held on to. It's a possession and trance ceremony. And so these European musicians, these French musicians, have come in and sort of said, what can we do to add another layer here? And they have these incredible, dark, growling electric guitar and bass and laptop manipulations. And it's this incredibly, to me, cinematic experience. You know, when you see them on stage, it's the musicians on stage and they're singing and chanting and dancing, and they have a drum and those clangy sort of castanet sounding instruments, which here are called chikchekas, and doing those incredible polyrhythms. And then on the back of the screen, they have projections of the original ceremonies. And it's a really overwhelming experience, and I think gets to sort of that feeling of being completely wrapped up in sound and spirit and force in a way that I found incredibly mesmerizing.
And the song was?
So it's called Stombali Baba Aleya. So it's from a group called Ifriqiya Electrique, which is kind of Electric Africa, members from Tunisia and France, and it's from an album called Spirits, Rahin, from the Glitterbeat label in Germany.
I'm going to play one more. I'm going to start this one, and
sure.
Then you tell me a little about this. Who is this?
This is Elkin Robinson from, of all places, Colombia.
See the light in my window, everybody sleeping still. Palm leaf dance the wind, hear the river come down past me. Feel the heat in the sun, no, sound like a gamma sea. Let's get up, fine, 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 fine. Oh yeah, it's time to see the sunshine.
It's the Colombian Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, kind of, right? Fleet Foxes. I predict that this band is going to have a great time at the summer festival circuit. It's super feel-good music.
Yeah.
And this is their native language. They're speaking in English Creole because they're tiny, tiny, tiny island in the middle of the Caribbean. It's part of Colombia, but it was colonized by English Puritans in the 1600s. This English Creole is their native language, and culturally, they're really close to the Caribbean.
And the song is?
Sun of Shine.
Sun of Shine. Let's hear a little more.
The blue sky, turn to me and say, let's get up. Fine, 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 fine. Oh, yeah. It's time to see the sunshine. It's a new day today, and we got a sun to play. Sunshine, come on and shine, shine, shine. Oh, you're bright, new light of mine.
Thank you. I needed that joy, especially after that last dark. Wonderful.
It was my favorite
of the three, right? But it was really dark.
Exactly. It's about all sides of the spectrum, right? And it's, I find their cheerfulness really beguiling, especially this island that they're from is like maybe 6,000 people on it tops. And something like one out of four men have been caught up in the drug trafficking chaos and are either jailed or have disappeared or have died. And they're trying so hard to hold on to their music and their culture and their spirit in a really dispiriting time. And it's really joyous and fun.
Incredible. I have to go some year.
Womix is the place where you hear who's going to be touring the U.S. in the next 1 to 3 years. Like, if you want to know what everyone's going to be booking, you go to Womix first.
Thanks for this.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks.
Cheers. That's Anastasia Tsoukas. She does global music and as well as classical music. She also does music news reporting for us up in New York City. And this was a weekend of some horrific, horrific news.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know where to begin. But yes, and reports came out, of course, over the weekend of yet another shooting. And I have a song that I want to play that I had chosen before this happened, but it's a song that it ends up that it really speaks to events that happened over the weekend. It's called Rifles and Rosary Beads. Mm-hmm. It's by a singer and songwriter we've been following since the beginning of the show, really, nearly 17, 18 years. Her name's Mary Gaucher. Mm-hmm. She's originally from New Orleans, and her music is just so evocative, primarily for her tremendous lyricism. She's just a very moving storyteller and observer of life. And I think if she has one singular message that she's carried throughout her music over the years, it's that we need to love each other and be kind to each other and find the kindness and love in the world and spread it. And her latest record that she has coming out is interesting because she made it as part of a project I'd not heard of called Songwriting with Soldiers. This is a nonprofit group started in 2012, and it pairs veterans and also active duty service members with professional musicians to write songs about their experiences. And it's sort of a music therapy for them. These aren't musicians themselves, but they're paired with musicians who help them find this truth in them and help them get it out. So the record that she came up with is called Rifles and Rosary Beads. She covers a lot of ground on this song, and you'll hear that it's all incredibly relevant right now. But just listen to it, and when we come out, I'll tell you a little bit more about it and what Mary Gaucher had to say about this song herself, especially after this weekend. Rifles and Rosary Beads.
Rifles and rosary beads, you hold on to what you need. Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles and rosary beads, yellow smoke, orange haze, blowing into my eyes, whistling sunset bombs. I couldn't trust the sky, rifles and rosary beads. You hold on to what you need, Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles, rosary beads. White knuckles wrapped around blackness that has no sound. Bombed out schools and homes, kids in the street alone. Stranger with blood on his hands. Brother, I'm not that man. Rifles and rosary beads. You hold on to what you need. Vicodin, morphine dreams. Rifles and rosary beads. Rifles and rosary beads. You hold on to what you need.
Sings over and over there, rifles and rosary beads. You hold on to what you need, Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles and rosary beads. This is the song that she originally wrote with an Iraqi war veteran, Iraq war veteran Joe Costello. It was inspired by his memory of seeing soldiers praying with rosary beads while holding their guns at the same time just before battle. And, you know, she goes on these... Mary Gaucher goes on these writing retreats where she gets together with these veterans and just spends a block of time with them working through all of this. And she was actually doing this, working more on this project over the weekend when news broke of the shooting. And she sent me this note. She said, "When I heard the news that there was another horrible church shooting, how could I not think about the collision of weapons, war, and religion in America?" She says, "Rifles and Rosary Beads is one very young man's memory of what it felt like to be there in the war and trying to sort out what it did to him personally." She also said in a separate note that her job as a songwriter is to find that thing that a soul needs to say. And I think she found it in this song. Rifles and Rosary Beads is the song. It's the title track from her new record, a really interesting project. Comes out January 26th, but that song is out now.
She's an incredibly powerful speaker. She was a keynote speaker in Nashville when I was at this DIY music conference This past summer, and we talked about doing something with this project, so maybe something will
come
further of, yeah.
The songwriting with soldiers. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, she, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've heard a number of interviews with her, and she always has just the most beautiful way of speaking about music.
And humans.
And human beings, and the intersection of the two. Mary Gauthier, last name spelled Gauthier, like Gauthier, but it's pronounced Gauthier.
Also in the news is the horrible way men treat women often, and or at least sexual harassment in general. From the news of Harvey Weinstein to what happened here at NPR this past week with sexual harassment. And there's a very straight and direct song about this by an Australian artist I'd never known before named Stella Donnelly. And it's really about that idea that the victim gets blamed, and the wording is just straight to the heart and straight to the issue. It's called Boys Will Be Boys, and I'd like to play that, and we'll go out on that song from Stella Donnelly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm glad you're going to play the song. It is something that's just been... It's just been awful. It's been a really hard time for a lot of people, and I've scarcely stopped thinking about it, especially in the past week or two, and continue to struggle to make sense of all of it.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.